Parshas Chayei Sarah, Tovshin Ayin Vav. Baruch Hashem, this week, due to a simcha, we're recording the shiur a little bit earlier in the week, and we may even post it online a little bit early. So we're up to Parshas Chayei Sarah already, and as much as we begin to talk about and we enjoy talking about the Avos and the Imois, this is actually the final week that we are going to discuss Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And at the beginning of this week's Parsha, we find that Avraham Avinu is buying a place already to bury Sarah Imenu. And Avraham Avinu buys the Maras HaMachpelah, as we know. Maras HaMachpelah, famous place, very much in the news today. All the craziness that's going on there right now. But the Maras HaMachpelah, which we know is ours, that Avraham Avinu bought thousands of years ago. And he bought it for full money. He bought it for full price. So the Medrash Tanchuma in our Parsha tells us on this hesped that Avraham Avinu said for his wife, Sarah Imenu, the Medrash tells us, the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that this hesped that Avraham Avinu gave were the verses of Eshes Chayil Miyimtza. Most of us are familiar with the verses that we sing on Friday night, and we know all the psukim there. And this, says the Medrash, was the hesped that Avraham Avinu gave. And the Medrash actually goes through and tells us each one of the psukim, what each pasuk in Eshes Chayil referred to as far as Sarah Imenu. And it's interesting, on the pasuk of Zamima Sodeh Vatikachehu, the Medrash tells us that this is talking about the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. In other words, Zamima Sodeh Vatikachehu, Avraham Avinu is talking about Sarah Imenu, and he says that she came up with the idea that we would buy Zamima Sodeh, this field which we know refers to the Maras HaMachpelah, Vatikachehu. And it was bought that Sarah Imenu had the idea to acquire the Maras HaMachpelah. The question is very, very obvious. Wasn't the Maras HaMachpelah purchased only after Sarah Imenu died? Why? How can we possibly say Zamima Sodeh Vatikachehu is referring to that it was the idea and the influence of Sarah Imenu, with that the Maaras HaMachpelah was bought? We know that it was bought only after Sarah Imenu died. How do we give Sarah credit for that? Another drasha that the Medrash mentions is on the pasuk of Loisira Levesa Mishaleg, Ki Chalbesa Levushanim. We're all familiar with that pasuk also. And the Medrash tells us that the Sheleg in this pasuk is referring to Gehenim. That is what Sheleg is referring to, says the Medrash. And it says, Loisira Levesa Mishaleg, that Sarah Imenu, she needs not fear a punishment of Gehenim. Why? Ki Chalbesa Levushanim. And the Medrash tells us, don't read the pasuk as it would seem to read it as Shanim. Read the pasuk as Shniim. Read it that she has two things. Sarah Imenu has two things. And what are the two things, says the Medrash? What are the two things that are going to protect Sarah Imenu from Gehenim? The two things are the ois, the sign, the ois of Shabbos, and the ois of the mitzvahs mila. Those are the two things, say the Medrash, that will protect Sarah Imenu. She need not fear. Ki chovesa levushanim, these two things. The ois of Shabbos and the ois of bris mila. And that's what's going to save her. Once again, the question is quite obvious on this Medrash. What would the mitzvahs mila have to do with Sarah Imenu? I understand the Oy Shabbos, but mitzvahs mila, what does that have to do with Sarah Imenu? How is that going to save Sarah Imenu? What does it have to do with Sarah? So Nesiv HaShalom tells us a very, very interesting and important lesson, something that every household that every family needs to know to explain this Medrash. And he says like this, that although we know that the woman in the world really takes on the role of a Mekabel, the husband, the man, is the one who is provides and the one who gives, and the woman normally is known for the role of a Mekabelet. She is one who receives. However, Zok B'Nesiv HaShalom, that the influence and the bracha of a household is in the schus of the woman. That is what, in other words, most of the time, a woman is the one who receives and the husband is the one who does. But when it comes to the bracha and the influence of a household, of a house, that is the women. The brachas of Ruchnias and Gashmias, both of those are in the schus of the woman of the house. Therefore, although physically, our question is a very good question, physically, the woman does not have the mitzvah of Mila. However, the influence of Shabbos and the influence of Kedushas HaBayis begins with the woman. So although physically she may not actually actively have the mitzvah of Mila, but it happens because of her influence. She sets the tone for Shabbos and she sets the tone for Kedushas HaBayis. And it is that way, Zok B'Nesiv HaShalom, with each of the psukim of Eishes Chayil. Because we see many of the psukim, the woman is actually not doing many of these things which we mention in Eishes Chayil. But it is all happening because of the influence that the woman has on the house. The Medrash tells us on another pasuk in this week's parsha, Va'avraham zakein bo bayomim, Avraham was getting older, Va'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. And Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu bakoil, and the pasuk pshat bakoil means with everything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave everything. You know why, says the Medrash? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give everything to Avraham Avinu? You know why? So the people of the world, very interesting Medrash, the people of the world should not say that all the brachos that were in the life of Avraham Avinu were all because of Sarah Imenu. Therefore, when Sarah Imenu passed on to the next world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu many, many brachas. He gave him all the brachas. So people should not say that everything happened because of Sarah Imenu. But what we do see from here is that there is such a concept, that there is room to think that all the brachas of the house come about, or came about in this case, because of the woman of the house, because of Sarah Imenu. And there is such a thing, and this establishes that we have such a concept. So although, like we asked at the beginning of this year, although Zomimo Sadeva Tikacheyu is of course going on the purchase of the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and we know that the actual purchase of the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, the actual transaction took place after the Misa of Sarah Imenu. But Zok B'Nesiv HaShalom, Avraham Avinu went and did such a thing. Avraham Avinu went and did it. Why? Because of the unbelievable influence that Sarah Imenu had on the life of Avraham Avinu and on their family. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, tells us that tzaddikim, righteous people, b'misason kruyin chayim, righteous people, after they pass on to the next world, once they have died, they are still called alive. In other words, there's a koyach of nitzchias in their deeds, which carries on, so to speak, their life. Their lives continue long after they actually depart this world. The psukim, we know in previous parshias, the psukim tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that we should change the name of Sarai to Sarah, the pasuk tells us, Sarai ishtecha loisikra shemot. They do not call her Sarai anymore, but it says Sarai ishtecha. And we find in another place, when it was being told that Sarah Imenu would have children, The pasuk says, Sarah ishtecha yoledes, that Sarah again, it uses the word, we see in two distinct places, it uses the word ishtecha. That we know who Sarah was, but it says, Sarah, your wife. And this is a remez, says the Nesiv HaShalom, it's a remez that ishtecha, that Sarah imenu, even after she passes on to the next world, Sarah will always remain. She will always remain the wife of Avram Avinu. Her schusim and the schusim that she built up and all the things that they did in their house throughout their lives, the schusim of Sarah Imenu built up, and those schusim stay on, lo'olam vo'ed. Those schusim stay on, they have a nitzchias. At the end of this week's parsha too, we see the pasuk says that after Sarah Imenu died, it says, Vayosef Avraham, Vayikach Isho Shma Keturah, that Avraham Avinu went and he took a wife and her name was Keturah. The pasuk says Vayosef, mean Avraham Avinu added on a wife. What do you mean he added on a wife? Sarah wasn't around anymore. What does it mean to add on? Again, although Sarah Imenu was not around, it was still Vayosef, says the Nesiv HaShalom. We're adding because Sarah Imenu, even b'misasa, even after she had passed away, she is still alive. Her influence was still there. And this is pshat in the Ma'ara Samach Pela, in Zamima Sodeh Batikochehu. Now, in Parshas Chayisara, Shabbos Chayisara, we discuss the Ma'ara Samach Pela. We say not only did Avraham Avinu purchase it, but it came from the influence of Kedusha and the many aspects of Kedusha that Sarah Imenu sets forth in her house. So when we sing Eishes Chayil, and when we say it on Friday night, Zomimo Sodeh Vatikochehu, we're saying, yes, Taka, it was because of Sarah Imenu and the way she ran the house, and it was because of her influence. And says in Yeshiva Shalom, it's very apropos that we say this, or we sing this, whatever you do, on Friday night. It's very apropos that we take this whole Zemer, where we talk about Sarah Imenu, we talk about it, and we do it, and we sing it on Shabbos Kodesh. First of all, because of the Ois Shabbos like that we mentioned, because of the Shabbos itself, but also he said, the Nesiv HaShalom says a very important lesson over here. The important lesson is that just like the influence of Sarah Imenu carried on, from all the psukim of Eishes Chayil we see, especially from Zomim HaSodeh V'Tikachehu, so too all the brachas in a person's life begin on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that all the brachas, whatever a person has during the week, be it in the children, be it in Parnassah, be it in anything else that has a nitzchias, that has something further, that carries on further, those brachas start on Shabbos. And therefore, what we take Eishes Chayil, and Eishes Chayil, the entire theme is about something which happened and the influence of Sarah Imenu carries on to her children and further generations. So too, on Shabbos, we get started and we're mispalel and we hope, and on Shabbos we attain and acquire the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, we hope and we know that all the brachas that we have will continue into further generations. And this is actually, there are lessons to be learned over here for every one of us and every person, as far as your family, aside from Shabbos and aside from Sarah Imenu, aside from children, what we hope and we pray for is that the things that we do and the things that we attain can be carried on and go on to the next generation. And once again, since I am recording this share on my own, so I'm going to take care of the technical part of it myself. Thank you.